BBC News. Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May has said she has made good progress in talks with the head of the European Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker, as they try to resolve the remaining issues of a draft Brexit package. A Commission spokesman gave a similar assessment following talks in Brussels. The Saudi Foreign Minister has put up a robust defence of Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman against allegations he was behind the murder of the dissident journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Adel Al-Jubeir told the BBC that calling for the removal of the Crown Prince was a red line and would not be tolerated. A mass grave in northern Sri Lanka has been found to contain more than 230 bodies, making it the biggest discovered since the end of the Civil War. A forensic archaeologist at the site told the BBC that scattered remains suggest the bodies had not been buried properly. Thousands of Cuban doctors have stopped work in Brazil as they prepare to leave the country in the coming days. Cuba is recalling them after the Brazilian president-elect, Jair Bolsonaro, questioned the doctors' qualifications and how they were paid. Clashes at a university in western Ethiopia have left three students dead and dozens of others injured. A local dispute is said to have escalated into ethnic conflict after incitement from those opposed to the reforms of Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed. The US Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says the UN-recognized government in Yemen and Houthi rebels will meet for peace talks in Sweden in early December. Efforts to bring an end to the three-year conflict collapsed in September when the rebels failed to attend negotiations. The Leaning Tower of Pisa in Italy is not leaning as much as it used to, thanks to remedial engineering work. Experts said the popular tourist attraction was now stable. BBC News.